Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and I hope that everyone is doing well, and I'm so happy that you're here. And thank you for tuning in to beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. Okay, I got a little bit of something to say to you guys. I've been getting some emails because no one's gotten the August newsletter yet, the Visible by Numbers newsletter. And, you know, I got to tell you guys that I've had some issues this July. As a matter of fact, it's a little bit more like a crap sandwich, but I'm behind in a ton of things, but I promise that I'm going to have it out to you hopefully by this weekend. I know that you all are looking forward to your monthly forecast, and thank you for noticing that it was missing. It's nice to know that it doesn't always end up in the deleted folder, so that was very cool. I couldn't believe how many emails I got, so thanks, guys, for caring. Tonight I've got a great guest, and we got a big question tonight on Visible by Numbers. And that question is, can you attract wealth by using the number 8 as a tool to draw abundance to you? Now, in my career, I've gotten emails from people very often asking me this very question. I've actually also heard other numerologists discuss it and recommend it. By simply carrying around a picture of the number 8 in your wallet or your purse, you can increase the flow of money to you. It sounds too good to be true. My guest this evening is Gina Chinque. She is the creator of Magic Money Cards, and she's going to, tell us why she created the Magic Money Cards. She's also going to tell us about some people who have given her some testimonials and how this has worked for them. And, you know, I'm going to just kind of throw my thoughts out there. We're talking about the law of attraction here with the number 8. And so I'm just going to, put my two cents in and weigh in on the issue. And also the good news is, you never know. Why not give it a try? We will be giving away to our listening audience free Magic Money Cards, so that you can try them for yourself. So stay tuned, and I will tell you exactly how you can get a hold of a free card. And that will be just a little bit in the program. So first I'd like to welcome my guest. Hello, Gina. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. And let's talk here about money. What is going on with the economy, okay? Can't think of a better time to be talking about trying to increase your abundance, increase your wealth, draw money to you. It's crazy out there.
Yes, there's a lot of pain out there from the foreclosures, the job losses, and a lot of people just feeling uneasy and really insecure about their finances.
Right. Go ahead.
So just to tell you a little bit about my story and what led me to create the Magic Money Card, was I myself had tremendous struggles in my finances. And I've been self-employed probably for about 11 years now. So when you're self-employed, it's kind of like a roller coaster ride. You have some really good years, and then you can go through a drought as well.
Mm-hmm.
So to preface the story, I've always been attracted to mysticism, and I've always been a very intuitive person, and off and on I've done readings for people myself, and I've studied numerology. That was always a favorite subject for me. But what my real business is the business of a marketing company. So when I found myself in a really tough year, I did turn to any kind of new age pursuits to try to increase my finances. And I remember trying money incense, money candles, money oil, the Kabbalah, anything I could get my hands on, mm-hmm, to kind of raise the vibration.
Sure.
Well, I went through so much pain during that time, and I just remember praying and crying and praying and crying. It was like a nighttime ritual for me, were my prayers out to God. And one day when I was falling asleep, and I often listen to the radio, paranormal radio,
mm-hmm.
I was listening to a numerologist, and she was talking about the number 8. And I'm like, well, you know, that's always been near and dear to me, and I've always known about 8 as the number for prosperity and abundance.
Sure.
But I've never really used it and applied it into my life.
Sure.
So the next day I thought, well, maybe this was an answer to my prayer. So what I did was, in my office I always keep, you know, my accounting books and where my receivables come in, my flow of my income. And I started drawing because I'm also an artist, and I took out my colored pencils and I drew a very colorful rainbow number 8 on my accounting receivables. And I said a little prayer, you know, that maybe this would help.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know, the very next month my receivables doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a thrill to me. And I thought, well, I don't know if this is a fluke or if it's really working. And so then I took, you know, my rainbow 8 and I drew another one and I put it in my business card case. And because I do a lot of networking,
sure,
in business organizations,
uh-huh,
I thought by putting it in my business card case when I'm out there networking, it's going to attract the right people to me. And lo and behold, it attracted a lot of good contacts for,
sure,
me. And my business started growing and increasing, and I was able to pay off a lot of debt. And after about a year, I figured this was an undeniable power because I've tried other things and nothing worked the way this worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, first I told my friends about it. And then while I was working out, and I work out every day, and I think you get in a state of mind when you're working out where you can,
sure,
you know, clear your mind and just listen to your intuition.
Sure.
And as I was listening to my intuition, I heard a voice or a guide that said, share this with others. And the name just popped into my head, Magic Money Card. And then, you know, your negative voice will often, you know, fight back with you. And it said, oh, no, you know, that name's not going to be available on the Internet. Somebody's already got that.
Uh-huh.
So I right away, just for fun, thinking, well, this is just another idea I'm going to put on the shelf, you know, because I get so many ideas. But I went to check on the domain registry if it was available, and it was available. So I immediately registered it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that as a sign,
right,
that I should share this with others and,
sure,
get it out there.
Sure.
And what was so wonderful about the whole process, and it's been about a year now of getting this to others and using my marketing to really distribute it in, you know, new age stores across the country. But what was so wonderful about it was it almost seemed effortless. The right people started, you know, coming forth to help me with the website. And I just figured, you know, when things flow that easily,
mm-hmm,
that they're meant to be.
Sure. Or maybe it was the 8 attracting the right people to you. When you think about it, you,
mm-hmm,
know.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
And one other thing, when you go to the website, magicmoneycard.com, the full story is on there about how it came to be, but also the explanation of why the rainbow.
Uh-huh.
The rainbow is not only the colors of our chakras, which we automatically resonate with for healing.
Sure.
But it's also God's promise to his people that he would never abandon him, and more specifically, his promise to Noah that he would never destroy the world by flood.
Mm-hmm.
So the rainbow always has an important significance. It's,
sure,
just a good omen when you look outside and you see a rainbow. Or, you know, you have a special event and you look up and you see a rainbow. It's always a good sign.
It always makes you feel happy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I wanted people to have that reminder that God will always provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to depend on him.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to gain our security and abundance from Him, not so much the job that we have, because we can always get another job, we can always get another profession, but the main source of abundance is through Him.
Right. Well, that's, and as I said, as she was saying, as June was saying, you can read a full story as to how she came about to designing and creating this magic money card and eventually putting it on a website so that everyone can have one. But a lot of you, you know, some of you may not be familiar with numerology. I'll just give you a little bit of a brief explanation of what we're talking about here. Because numerology is an ancient divination tool, and it was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras. He lived in 560 A.D. And it really has roots to ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It also has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And numerology is talking, and it's using ancient knowledge, and it's talking about the spiritual qualities of numbers. We think in terms of numbers that we're going to add them, we're going to subtract them. But we don't realize that the numbers themselves have spiritual meaning. And so when we're talking about the number 8, we're talking about a number that really, people that have it in their charts and their day of birth and their life path, it gives them qualities such as being a natural born authority. These are usually very ambitious people, very powerful people, confident. They desire success, capable, very efficient, very good with the money, usually quite energetic. Usually they draw money and powerful people to them. Usually even an environment that's powerful. A lot of executive ability comes in here with the number 8. And certainly determination. You have to be determined if you're going to have an 8 around. Set goals. I work to achieve things. But it basically is the number of prosperity. And usually people that have 8 energy have the opportunity in their lifetime to be very respected, to be very successful, and to actually draw abundance into their life. But also, it is the number of instant karma. That 8 is as above and as above, so below. So you also, whenever you've got the 8 around, you've got to be well aware of the fact that you're going to reap what you sow. So you're also going to, you know, if you do something unethical or something along those lines, you are going to definitely feel the wrath in almost immediately, because you can't. You have to constantly walk that fine line with ethics whenever you've got the 8 around. So it's a very powerful number. And I find when I do numerology for people, and God knows I've done thousands of charts, you know, usually people that have 8s, you know, they are the powerful people of this world. They usually have a tremendous amount of wealth and abundance around them. They also, you know, they have obstacles in their lives as well, because certainly the 8 has to overcome difficulties. But in order to achieve things, they constantly have to remain challenged in their life and set goals in their lives. But these are the people that are in charge. You know, Gina, I have a friend that she's an interior designer down in Florida. She actually designs for some very wealthy people in the world. She's world-renowned. And I was joking with her one time. I said, you know, she studied numerology from me, and I said, you really have to understand that your clients are the 8s in the world. Because they're the only people that can afford you, because she's very expensive, you know? I said, so you really have to get into the mentality of the 8 in order to deal with your 8 clients, because these are the people that you're drawing into your life, and these are the people that you're catering to with your services. And she laughed, and she said, you know, it's so true. It's so true. So this is what we're talking about here, people, with the number 8 and carrying an 8 around with you. It's been said by many numerologists, you know, that put an 8 in your wallet, or put it, you know, if you want to sell your house, or sell it for a good price, you know, various different techniques of using the number 8. Now, you have some places that you recommend for putting this magic money card, right, Gina?
Yes, and before I go into that, it's interesting that this week we have a historic date of 8, which is 8808.
Right.
And that the Chinese would pick that, since they've always been believers in good luck. And
it's also an 8 universal day.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a power, money, and success. So they're really banking on a very successful opening day of the Olympics, don't you think?
Exactly.
Sure.
So, and there's a lot of people getting married as well on that day.
Really?
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good to bring up. That's true. I think I found it very interesting that it wasn't eight universal day, because sometimes, you know, it might be 888 across, but it doesn't necessarily add up to, you know, but it is an eight universal day.
Exactly.
So anyhow, tell people your suggestions of where to put your magic money cards.
The different places is wherever the flow of money comes to you. And for that reason, I always suggest your wallet, but I also suggest closer to your money and away from your credit cards.
Away from your credit cards?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because you don't want to bring more, you know, onto those credit cards. You want to bring more onto where your cash is, where your money is.
Uh-huh.
Also, for increase, if you have a retail store, the best place is on the cash register where you ring up your sales.
Sure.
And your business card case is always excellent to attract the right contacts.
Sure.
On your phone is good. Also, as I mentioned earlier, the accounting receivables, if you do bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much in your checkbook, because that's where the money's going out.
Right.
And then also in your mailbox is good.
Right.
As well.
Put it in your mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
My mailman would take it out and tell me I was breaking the law.
Oh, okay. Or you could do double-sided tape on your mailbox.
Tape it on your mailbox so you get some checks in the mail?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you can put one on your office door if you have a home office.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, one thing I've always noticed, well, I do recommend to my clients that when you are looking at your savings accounts, that you really want, you know, like when you go to the bank and you're setting up a savings account, they will not think you're crazy if you ask that the digits that are specifically related to your account
right.
add up to the number 8, because that is going to draw abundance into your savings account. It's going to bring more money there.
Definitely.
Right. And so I don't hesitate to tell people to do that. And one thing that I do, like I do these, you know, when you're a numerologist, you tend to eat, live, and breathe numerology.
Right, you get a little bit obsessed.
Right, so I'm always adding up the license plate numbers of the Porsches.
Yes.
And the Beamers, and I'm finding that I'm getting a lot of 8s there. I also look at very prominent and very wealthy businesses. I look to see what their location is.
Right.
What does it add up to? What are the numbers? And I find it's very consistent that it's the number 8.
Yes.
Do you find that?
Yes, definitely. I've also found that a lot of houses that are for sale, and I'll add up the number, and it's normally a 5, because 5 is the number of change, and it's the number of, you know, constant movement,
mm-hmm.
and I just thought that was an interesting observation as well.
Right. We have a restaurant that's in the center of town where I live, and I've been here for 6 years, and I have seen the owners fly in and fly out of here. Somebody will come in, they'll change the name, they'll repaint something, they'll open it up for business, and then within a year, it's closed. Somebody else comes along,
yes.
they do the same thing, and it's a number 5.
Oh, my God.
It's a number 5, and it's like, I almost want to go down there and say, excuse me, you need to, like, either give us a different number or this is not where you really want to put a restaurant, because it's constant exchange of owners. In that
exactly.
particular building. And as far as, but you know, you have to say one thing about the number 5, though, is sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down with a number 5. It will attract money in its lifetime.
And you'll never be bored.
Yeah, but it's not always, it's not doing the same thing. So if you really want to do the same thing year after year after year after year, you don't want to be in a 5 building, because that's going to create change within the building. So I do think that that's interesting. But I also, I think it's really, this is going to be another funny thing with 8s. For a while there, I actually was an artist as well, and I sold things, and I had to mail them very often. I was at the post office 4 and 5 times a week mailing things out. And you know the most wanted posters?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm sitting there waiting in this long line, entertaining myself by adding up the date of birth, and noting the day of birth of the people that were in their pictures were hanging up in the post office.
Wow.
And it's fascinating that there's a tremendous amount of people with 8 life paths and also 1 life path. And or with 8 birthdays and 1 birthdays, more than normal, okay, more than average. We're talking, and it's really funny because the crimes that they committed had to do with fraud or something having to do with money.
Okay. Yes, but what's interesting, too, about 8 is that it is power, and power is neutral. So you can use that power for good or use that power for evil.
Sure.
So that is definitely interesting.
Yeah. Well, I just found it fascinating that, you know, it was very consistent that you would find those numbers present.
Yeah.
In life, path, and birthday, and it was just fascinating to me. And of course, as I said, being a numerologist, you tend to look at numbers just about everywhere. So you know, post office, why not?
Right.
In cars, why not? You know, they even say that when you are getting ready to, let's say, purchase a car, and every car has a VIN number. Okay, a VIN number or VIN number? I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay. They even say to add those across, and really what you would want there would be maybe a 4, something that's dependable, or something, maybe even a 22, you know, something that
right.
is, you know, so you really want to pay attention. They say that millionaires use astrology, but billionaires use numerology, and I do believe that, you know, some of the smartest businessmen in the world use numerology. I've often thought that numerology would be fascinating to use in criminal cases, you know, when they select the jury.
Yes, definitely.
Don't you think that would, numerology would be fabulous to
definitely.
Use?
Definitely, and getting back to your billionaire comment.
Sure.
We have a billionaire here in Las Vegas, Sheldon Adelson, who is very much into the number 8. And people around him say that he is very interested in when he opens up a property,
sure.
what that life path is,
sure.
what that number is.
Sure. You would want to... The day that you establish a business, you would really kind of want to work that in on an 8-day.
Yes.
But also you would really want to look at what the pinnacles, I would think, would be to see what the first pinnacle is, the struggling years. You certainly wouldn't want a 4 pinnacle for the first 30-some years of a business.
Exactly.
You would really want a different number there. So, yeah, I would think that that would be really important when establishing a business. So I think it's pretty cool. I just want to tell everybody that Gina has very graciously given me some magic money cards to give away to our listeners. And I'm going to tell you right now how to go about registering to get one mailed to you. What we're going to do is if you email me at Visible by Numbers, and that's spelled VisibleByNumbers at yahoo.com. Email me. Put your address in your email, and you're registering to win one of these magic money cards. And I will, when the show's done and tomorrow morning, I'll write out little envelopes and I'll mail you your very own magic money card. I'm going to, I have a limited quantity. Actually, I only have 8. So the first 8 people, and I'm going to look at the times that the emails come in. That's how I'm going to determine it. So the first 8 people that email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. is going to get their own magic money card. Now, Gina, besides the fact that this is an 8 and besides the fact that we have the lovely rainbow here, you also on some level bless the cards?
Yes. I use a special prayer for prosperity over the magic money card
mm-hmm.
with holy water.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I use holy water is because I've read a lot of stories of the saints, and especially Saint Teresa of Avila, who was
sure.
a mystic.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever she had any kind of temptation or any kind of negative forces that came to her,
mm-hmm.
she would always use holy water to dispel that.
Mm-hmm.
So the great thing about the holy water over the magic money card is it really serves as a means to keep us more positive.
Mm-hmm.
And because you will have that nagging negative voice that says, oh, no, you know, this can't work, or things are never going to get better, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's those are just temptations to keep us back.
Right. Well, I think when we all have heard about The Secret, okay?
Yeah.
And thoughts become things, okay?
Yes.
And also the way that the law of attraction works is that when you think positive thoughts, you actually can create that as your reality. Now, the one thing that I was thinking about as I was looking at my very own little magic money card was that if I place that in a very prominent place that I can see it, then that is going to remind me to actually think about abundance and think about increasing my need, whatever, so that I'm able to afford what I need and those sort of things.
Definitely.
And so, and also, you know, if someone actually believes, thinks, I'm going to get this magic money card, and I'm going to put it where it's going to draw me abundance, and I know abundance is going to come in, and they believe in this card, they've won the battle with the law of attraction.
Definitely.
Because they already believe that it's happened, because they're sitting there with their magic money card. So consequently, they actually are drawing to themselves abundance and prosperity.
And they have an expectation.
And they have an expectation. Okay, here's my card. I got it in place. Bring it on. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready. And, you know, myself, in examining and thinking and studying the law of attraction, you know, there's so many different avenues and different people that you can read and study it, you know, but really believing that it's possible and believing that it's already happened is really the way and the key to manifesting things into your life. So if money is your object, if wanting to bring prosperity to you is your object, having the card as a reminder, I would think that it would be very helpful.
Definitely.
Right. Now, you actually have testimonials from people on your website, but you've had a story or two over the years of how this has worked, yes?
Yes.
Would you like to share it with our listeners?
Yes. Well, my story that I said earlier is posted on magicmoneycard.com, and it just goes about, it explains the year that I had, the horrendous year mm-hmm. of, it was my perfect storm of, you know, the whole NASDAQ incidents when we were investing in tech stocks and the bottom fell out.
Yikes.
And that was doubled with having a very slow year in my business.
Sure.
And so the story gets into how this was able to turn that around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that email me on quite a regular basis, all their stories are so individual. And it's so interesting to hear them. I had one woman who emailed me, and she had an eBay store. And she told me as soon as she got her magic money card, she had the best month on eBay that she's ever had. Then I had another woman who, and I don't suggest gambling, but we're in Vegas, and she loves to gamble. And she wrapped a dollar bill around her magic money card, and she hit like a royal flush, and she emailed me.
Oh, wonderful.
Then I had someone else who wanted to sell her retail store, and she put the magic money card on her cash register, and that very month she sold her store.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I had another, an author here in Las Vegas who she was getting speaking gigs, but they weren't the kind of pay that she wanted.
Uh-huh.
And so one of her friends, one of her colleagues, gave her a magic money card as a gift.
Uh-huh.
And she said, she told her friend, as soon as she got that magic money card, she was able to secure speaking engagements at like 10 times what
right.
her prior engagement
right,
were.
Right, right. Well, you know, I happen to be in an 8-year this year, okay?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and what fascinates me most about, because I have a tendency to step back and observe a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not the most overly ambitious person in the world, trust me, I'm not. I really believe that you just do good things and good things happen to you is really how
right.
I kind of go through life, but I hit my 8-year, and I cannot even begin to tell you the very cool people that I've been able to interview on this show. I mean, we've had Lisa Williams on the show, Neil Walsh. Chip Coffee coming up next week. He's a guy for Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal. I mean, these are coming out of the woodwork. I mean, I send a very, you know, a cover letter, and I ask if they'd be interested in a guest appearance, and bam, I'm getting responses. Now, I'm telling you, 4 years ago, if I had mailed those same, you know, emails, I wouldn't even, they would have gone in the trash, you know?
That is fantastic.
I just know that the energy of this 8-year, I can feel it working because of the powerful people that are coming into my life that are facilitating and helping me with the numerology and also with the program and certainly BBS. And I can feel the 8. And, you know, it's pretty cool to be in an 8-year. I have to say.
I imagine it's tough to keep up with sometimes.
Well, it's been, I laugh. You know, I do use the number 8. Let me tell you what I do with the number 8, and this is interesting. I really, when I first started off as actually making that decision to be a numerologist, I thought, well, what on God's green earth do you do to say, hi, I'm a numerologist, call me? You know, how do you go about promoting something like that?
Right.
What are the possibilities? And I did at that time do visualization of, I actually visualized my office. I visualized a schedule book, an appointment book. I actually visualized, and eventually I started creating it. And then I made up an appointment sheet. And I actually, what I do in my life is I actually print off 8 at a time. When I'm ready to accept readings, or when I've got the time and I can accept readings, I print off 8 appointment sheets. And I put them on a clipboard and I set it to the side, and I only print 8 at a time. And I'm telling you, when I print 8 fill up. And when I'm ready and I have time and I can fit in more readings, I print another 8. So I use it quite consistently, just in my appointment sheets.
That's
and it's really
great.
Interesting because it's almost like God is listening, because there are weeks when I can't do a reading. I either am traveling or I have too much else on my plate, and I just know that I'm not going to be taking readings that week, and the phone is still. It's quiet.
Amazing.
And then I'll print up, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for readings. I'll print up my 8. I'll put it on the clipboard, and then I fill in my following week's work. I mean, it's really interesting like that.
It's
so
almost like you're able to create the vibration at will.
Yeah. When I'm ready to do the readings, when I'm ready to make the money or whatever, and it's not about the money for me. I'm probably the biggest, I'm an 8 challenge as well, which is really fascinating. I'm probably the worst, because it's not about money for me, what I do in my work. It's about helping people.
Right.
But I do use the 8 when I'm ready to do readings. I fill in 8 readings and then I move on. And I got to tell you, I just checked my Yahoo Mail, and we've got people that have already we're almost out of the magic money cards. Yeah. So let me see. Let me count here: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One more people. So one more person that's listening. If you
and the 8th person.
Yeah, the 8th person, the lucky 8th person. Just email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I will send you one of these beautiful little magic money cards with the lovely rainbow 8 on it that Gina created. And for those of you, of course, that don't get the free one, check out our website at magicmoneycard.com. And, you know, my feelings on it is, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. And this is something that I understand, the law of attraction. I understand that these numbers attract. And so, you know, but I've never, I guess, per se, ran around with an 8 in my wallet or anything like that, but I do use it with my scheduling. So if you all get these magic money cards and you find that it turns things around for you, Gina and I expect an email. We really do, don't we?
Definitely.
We want to know if you can see or discern where this has made a difference by beginning to use the magic money card. I mean, why not? Let's use it as an experiment. My thing with the law of attraction is if a person has an 8 in their vibration, do you have an 8 in your vibration, Gina?
Well, yes. I use a different form of numerology.
Okay.
Where I use the playing cards.
Sure.
And I am actually an 8 of clubs.
Okay. All right. So it's the cards of destiny. Is that what you use?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm 4 life paths.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha. When I look at people's charts and when I see the 8s, I know that person has a great opportunity to really get a job that's going to bring abundance. And certainly when people have 8 pentacles, you know, that's going to give them an opportunity to move ahead in their work. 8 years, I'm a perfect example of an 8-year being able to interact with powerful and influential people. And also the amount of recognition that I've received this year is an amazing thing as well. I've gotten emails from people that I've done readings for years ago that calling me or emailing me to thank me for something that I said that inspired them to do something that changed their life and things like that. And it's not about ego here, because I'm just using numerology. I didn't invent
it. Exactly. Validation.
It's just validation that numerology is a very important tool. So, but we do attract whatever our numbers are in our lives. So I can understand how this works. I'm not sure if we heard a beep. Did I hear a beep?
Yes, there was a beep.
Okay, is anybody on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, what can I do? Who is this?
This is Lyle from Indianapolis.
Hi, Lyle. How are you?
Fine. I was calling in for the car, but I didn't know if I was supposed to call or email.
Email me. That's how we're doing it tonight.
Okay.
Visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and hurry up.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Lyle.
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Let's see. Okay, so let me just check one more time here and see. Lyle, you're in luck. So go ahead and email me, and if he gets it to me in time, I think he'll be our number eight. And as I said, for those of you that want to give it a try, you can always. I mean, you were so kind and so generous to send the cards to me so I could send them out to people. But they certainly can get one from your website.
Definitely.
Well,
another thing I'd like to mention on Law of Attraction is sometimes when you put your magic money card near a list of good things that happened that day, and if you just write them down of different blessings that you've had over the course of a day or the course of the week,
mm-hmm.
it puts your mind into focus.
Sure.
Of your good things.
Right.
Because sometimes when we're struggling, we tend to focus on what we don't have, on
well,
our
sure.
lack,
mm-hmm.
and we want to get away from that. We want to be focusing on the good things that are happening to us so that it can multiply.
Right, and it's always live in a place of gratitude. I really, truly believe that.
Right.
I'm not sure if I heard another beep, did I?
Another beep.
Who's calling?
Hello, this is Melody.
Melody?
Yes.
Can you speak up, sweetie?
You bet.
What can I do for you?
I'm wondering if you can tell me, you know, what year I am in, or if there's an 8 in my vibration. I'm working on a new business and would love for that to be part of it.
Sure. Can you give me your date of birth, please, Melody?
It's November 26th.
Uh-huh.
You need the year?
Yes, please.
1956.
Okay. Well, we already can see that you were born on an 8 day. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to look a little bit deeper. And you don't mind, do you, Gina, if we give her a little heads up? Well, I'll tell you what, Melody. You definitely have that 26th birthday. So that's an 8 in your vibration. And that is really going to give you an opportunity. Because when you add the 2 plus 6, it's an 8. This does mean that you are a very sensitive and a very, I guess you would call it, detail orientated and also more of a people person. But you also have that 8 vibration, which will draw powerful and influential people to you. It does give you access to the qualities of the 8, which is being a natural born authority, confident, efficient, desire to succeed. Somebody who very much can persevere, somebody who can be very good with money, somebody who can be very principled, and all those good things that come with the 8. But what's even huger about you, Melody, is your life path number. Are you aware that you're a Master 22?
No.
Okay. Well, you are a Master 22 life path. So, you know, the best way to explain that is when we're talking about master numbers in numerology, they represent potential. They also represent that you have a higher vibration than most people. You also have, at some point in your life, you may very well tap into this energy, and you really came to do something very positive or something that contributes to humanity or helps humanity. You're a master builder. And so you have an ability to be a visionary, to know what works and what doesn't work. The natural born leadership comes in with this number, but also intuition and also guidance from above. So you're kind of like tapped into this stream of information that comes through to you. I don't know if you realize that you've got this inner guidance. Have you had paranormal experiences, or are you drawn to the spiritual or metaphysical?
Very drawn to it. I dream very wonderfully, very spiritual dreams. I'd like something more conscious to come out
right.
of that.
Well, I think that if I were you, I would think back, because I with that number sitting in your chart, of course, I can't see what's in your name. We really can't get into great big long readings on the radio.
Right.
However, you really do have an ability to tap into something with that 22. So you really have business orientated numbers. And so if you got the 8 is a good fit for you because it is in your vibration. Now you are, the year that you're in this year, let me just check something here, because this is a 2, but it's also an 11, I believe. Is this been a very significant year for you? Have you felt more intuitive this year at all?
Yes.
Yeah, because this really should be one of those shebang years where you're very sensitive to energy. You should be very sensitive to other people. And I would honestly feel that psychic things and psychic phenomenon should be something that you're experiencing this year. However, this is a year, it could be a very important year. In your soul evolution, there may be messages coming through for you. I do feel that you have to cooperate this year. You have to be the peacemaker. You, no matter what it is that you want to do this year, you've got to do it very diplomatically. When you say things, you've got to phrase it just right. And you've got to cooperate and be supportive of other people. But it is a big year for you. Are you feeling that?
I am. I feel like I'm being pulled along by the feet of my pants.
Yeah, well, whenever that 11 energy is around, and this is an 11 year for you, it's the 2, because when you add the 1 plus 1, it becomes a 2. But the 11 is another master number. So this is a big message year for you, and I think it may be coaching you on some level as far as, you know, the direction that you're taking your life. But let me just check here. You're exactly how old right now, Melody?
51.
Yeah. You're also... You're in the first year, and I'm just going to give you this information. You're in the first year of the final pinnacle of your life. You moved into the 5 energy. It's always difficult to transition out of one pinnacle and into another. And I'm telling you, the 5 energy is all about sudden, unexpected changes, becoming adaptable and flexible, going by the seat of your pants, going the way. It's kind of like you've got to take this attitude that there's a river flowing, and you're on that river, and you're not paddling. You're going where it takes you. And that's what happens when you get into the 5 energy. And you have to expect that you're going to have the opportunity that the universe is going to offer you many new things. You're going to grow and be open to change. But also you're going to be open to change in your own life as far as perhaps going off in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly experiencing things that perhaps you've not had the opportunity to experience. I would really like to see you write a book, or I would like to see you do something creative, or I would like to see you do something with the words in this particular time, because you've got the 3 cycle with the 5 pentacles, so that's all about. The only thing is here, networking, anything having to do with sales or marketing, that's perfect, but you're going to have the opportunity to do a lot of things you haven't had the opportunity to do previously. My only word of caution to you is to just be careful about being impulsive. And, with being really impulsive and just making decisions without thinking about them. Okay?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Melody. Well, thanks for calling.
I appreciate both of you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, the one thing that I'm glad that she asked, do I have an 8 in my chart? And you know, I said that to you, Gina, previously to the show when we were discussing doing the show, that we don't always want to have people draw to them energy that they don't have the vibration in their name.
Right.
Or they don't have the vibration in their date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always want them to draw that to them, because handling that energy can be a little bit difficult. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So my hesitation with telling everybody to run out and get a magic money card was, you know, if you pull to yourself some of them, sometimes 8 means overcoming obstacles. But, you know, any 8 person that I've ever met, they are the most physical people I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They, if they want to get something done, nothing stops them.
They have determination bar none.
Very persistent.
Very persistent. I happen to be born, and I have eight. I'm a seven life path surrounded by eights.
Right.
And I have an eight challenge. So if you can just imagine all these teachers in my life, let me tell you. And they, my sisters and my mom can work me under the table, let me tell you. Because they have far more energy than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but you have such strong spiritual energy.
Well.
With your seven.
Yeah, but you know us sevens, we gotta rest, right?
Yeah. You need your balance.
Right, and they're very ambitious people.
Yeah.
And I find it fascinating sometimes that they talk in dollars and cents. I don't know if you're ever around eight people, but sometimes they, you know, that we might discuss sevens. We would love to discuss a good book, a good spiritual book, or perhaps a meditation or something like that. You get around eights and they want to discuss the cost of their necklace, the sale at such and such place, or
the economy, the stock market,
exactly. They talk in dollars and cents because that's what they're here to do.
Yeah.
And with numerology, you know, we all have certain numbers that are in our chart. That is actually what those numbers represent, is our journey in this lifetime and what it is that we've come to do. It also represents our talents and abilities, and also our opportunities along the way. It is kind of like our soul contract, a Akashic record that pertains to this particular lifetime. At least that's how I perceive it.
Right.
You following me? And so, you know, some people come to be strong leaders. They come with leadership abilities. They come to be fearless, brave. These would be our firemen, our policemen, people in politics, in the government, certainly in the military. You have people that come as peacemakers. Certainly we need those. The people that come to be supportive of other people. People that come to be creative, like three life paths. Fours are really very, you can, very responsible. You can count on them. Fives, the crazy nuts in the world. You gotta love those fives. They're the adventurer, the travelers. Sixes, you know, these are the teachers, the cosmic mother energy. Sevens, certainly the spiritual people. Eights, they're the powerful, influential people in this world. These are the people that are running our governments, our economic institutions. These are the people in charge, right?
Right. Now,
right.
Getting back to our last caller, with her day vibration as a 26, it's a little bit different of a vibration than from just being born on the 8th, because...
Absolutely. That's.
I would think as a 26-8, she would be much more partnership-oriented.
Sure.
Much more apt to be married. Is that correct?
Well, I think the two gives her, like when you're talking about great leadership, there are people that lead with, you know, carry a big stick, and there are people that lead by example.
Right.
Or they inspire other people to follow them and to work for them, to work hard for them. And so when I see the two and the six combination, we know that the six are people skills. We also know that the six is also a very thoughtful person, a very loving and compassionate person. So when you take the two and the six, it doesn't mean or negate the fact that she has the eight energy. It's just the way in which she will use it. She will not come across as powerful or as authoritative as perhaps somebody born on the eighth.
Exactly.
But when you take into account that Master 22 life path, which is a visionary and a natural born authority, you know, but we know that she's more sensitive than, let's say, somebody that their chart is compiled of eights and ones or something like that. And that's the thing that people don't understand about numerology. Nobody is one number. Nothing.
Right.
You're not your life path number. You've got so many numbers in your chart. Your core numbers, the first five numbers, when you put it all together, you see the full picture of a person. That's when you can have certain numbers that influence the other numbers. And so no one person is just alike. It's impossible because nobody can be born on the same day and be given the same name. I think the odds of that happening are next to impossible. So no, it's almost like DNA. Everybody is different.
Right.
And so, and you have the numbers that compile your energy, who you are as a person. But you also have numbers that come into your chart that actually influence your experiences. They're the catalyst for your experiences in life. And so those numbers actually, sometimes somebody could be an eight and be never given the opportunity to do eight things because they're pentacles, which are the numbers that kind of dictate what your opportunities are. They may not be the CEO of a company. They perhaps maybe have threes and six pentacles where they might want to take that power and authority and maybe do something artistic but be very successful at it. Do you understand?
Definitely.
So when you look at numbers and you're looking at a person's chart, it's a very complicated thing, but it's the full picture. It's a tapestry that's woven through all the numbers in a chart, and there's many, many numbers way beyond just the life path or day that you're born. So, and also the way that the numbers fall. As you mentioned, Gina, a minute ago, that a 26 is not the same as an 8. And certainly that's true. And you also have to take that into account when you're doing people's readings.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, I have to report that all the Magic Money cards have been claimed.
Great.
Yay!
And we wish them all the best things to happen.
Absolutely. And I really, Gina, I got to say, we only got a few more minutes left to the show. And so I want to tell everyone that if you're listening, I mean, hey, you can give it a try. Go to magicmoneycard.com and read Gina's website. And certainly she has a wonderful story there that discusses why and how she created them. And testimonials on there of people that have purchased them and used them. And they can email you, yes?
Yes, and if they'd like to get them at a retail outlet, there may be a store close by to where they live. They just have to check the retail page.
Oh, okay.
If not, they can order online.
Right. Super. And then, of course, we want to hear from them, right?
Definitely.
We want to hear and we want to know if it works for anyone, as far as any success stories, right?
Definitely. And if they can give me the permission to post them, I'll definitely post their testimony.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I have a where people can post on my website, and it always pleases me immensely that the validation that will come through with the numbers, you know, where I had a young gentleman that called me, I think this is a really wonderful story. He called me. He was leaving for Iraq today, and he had gotten a reading from me, I think, I'd have to say at the beginning of the year. And I called. I said to him in July he was going to be very, very lucky. He would get a lucky break, and it would be a perfect time for him to take a vacation. Well, he was deployed in Iraq, and he wanted to come home in July, mainly, I guess, because it's so horrendously hot there. And he just wanted a break from it, and nothing was going right as far as him being able to take any time off in July or to get home in July. And I guess he caught a lucky break, and he called me rather excited to tell me. He goes, "Oh, my God, you were so right. You know, I get to take my vacation in July," and I got it was just pure unadulterated luck that I got my July, you know, I got the vacation in July. So the numbers right down to the very month, you know, everyone's got a personal month number. And that if they knew what it was and understood what it was, that could help them, you know, look forward to the year and see what's coming up, right?
Yes, and be prepared.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, guys, like I said, the Visible by Numbers newsletter, I'm sorry it's late, but I'll try to get it out to you by the end of the week. And I put the monthly forecast in there for anyone that receives the newsletter. So. And free. I mean, I write them all up and I put them right in the newsletter. So if any of you are listening and you're not on the newsletter list, by all means, you know, email me again at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the title and I'd be happy to mail you the newsletter. And Gina, we've run out of time.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
It was a fun show.
Yes.
And we wish everyone good luck out there. I'll be sending out those 8 cards tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Gina.
Thank you.
Good luck with your website.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. And everyone, thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love BBS. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.